Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right, so we got to bring on our guy, NFL film analyst, joining us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law, Theo Ash, part of the Stay Hot Pod. Follow him on Twitter at Theo Ash NFL. You can see him right now as we stream live on X and on YouTube at WI Sports Radio. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram as well. Theo, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Sparky.
Okay, anybody that follows you knows that you are really in on the breaking down the NFL film and so forth. And I was going through and looking at some of your Packers stuff that you have at this point. One of the talking points, Theo, has been about this offensive line and maybe lack of steady play from the offensive line to this point of the season. Your thoughts on what you've seen from the offensive line and anything that stands out to you?
Yeah, I think that it's definitely fair to put some of the underperformance blame on the offensive line. And I think specifically the guard play, Aaron Banks, he just got hurt for the eighth time, I think, in the last two
yep.
years. And
he then, practiced today, though, so we'll try it again on Monday,
Try it again. If it doesn't work, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Right. Or is it the definition of insanity is trying the same thing? I don't know which way mm-hmm. that will go. But and Jordan Morgan at right guard, too, really had a rough day at the office versus the Panthers. Derrick Brown, that guy is a problem. I don't know what his box score numbers look like. I don't know how many sacks he has. He needs to be in the defensive player of the year conversation. He is just that good. So he was throwing guys around, ragdolling them. Banks couldn't handle him. Morgan couldn't handle him. Ryan came in and tried. He couldn't handle him. And that really took away a lot of the interior run game. And it led to the crucial turnovers, too. The turnovers on down, fourth and eight, that was a Derrick Brown pressure. And the pick that Love threw was a Derrick Brown pressure and hit on Jordan Love. So the guards need to be able to hold up one-on-one far better than they have.
But see, the thing is, Theo, Monday Night Football is the Packers against the freaking Philadelphia Eagles, who got busy themselves at NFL trade deadline, too. There's going to be even more pressure on this offensive line, I think, coming up on Monday night to protect Jordan Love and give him some time. And the other part about this is run blocking, which Josh Jacobs averaged, you know, over 5 yards a carry this last week. But prior to that, running the football has been a struggle, too.
It has. And with Tucker Kraft out, that's just going to make the problem that much worse, because Tucker Kraft, that guy, you trust him like an offensive lineman. Yep. When Zach Tom is lined up at right tackle and Tucker Kraft is next to him, he probably feels better about combos with Tucker Kraft than he does combos with the left guard next to him. And now that's gone. And Luke Musgrave, I like him as a receiver, but he is just nowhere near the run blocker that Tucker Kraft is. So I think to bypass these issues, Sparky, they're going to have to up their pass rate, which is something that the fans have wanted to see. I don't think they wanted to get it done this way with Tucker Kraft getting hurt, swapping him in with Luke Musgrave and having to call the offense accordingly. But I do think that's what we're going to have to see on Monday night, is a Packers team that puts a lot of points on the board to outshoot the Eagles offense. A Packers team that has to accommodate Luke Musgrave in the offense instead of Tucker Kraft. And a Packers offense that just has to change something because these losses have been pretty unacceptable.
Okay, so talk about this Packers offense without Tucker Kraft. We had Mike Wall on earlier in the week, former Packers offensive lineman, and he was saying they are going to have to change it because Luke Musgrave obviously is not Tucker Kraft. Musgrave can stretch the field, catch the ball. He's not breaking tackles. He's not as good of a route runner. He's not as good of a run blocker, as we all know. But the name that I keep trying to push is Matthew Golden, because that's your first-round wide receiver. At some point, you need to get him going in this offense too.
Yeah, I swear, sometimes Love just treats him like he's invisible, just skips by him in a progression, and he's open. It's like we're running out there with four receivers instead of five. It's weird. Just throwing the ball when he's open, get the confidence up. He's one of the more efficient receivers on the Packers when you target him. He had a big game a few weeks ago, an amazing toe-tapping catch on the sideline. It's not like when you throw him the ball, he's constantly dropping it or it doesn't work. I do feel like he can be more of a downfield impact player than we've seen. But getting him the ball underneath just has not been the move. His yak instincts have not been fantastic. You've got to use him like a real wideout downfield, rip off some chunk gains with him, get his confidence up, and have him get going here eventually.
I think part of this that I question, and you tell me that whether or not I'm wrong on this, but you know, you've seen them use Romeo Doubs on a quick...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick slant, 3-5 yard hitter to catch him quickly. Yeah. You know, why not do that same thing with Matthew Golden off the line of scrimmage? I mean, he has far more ability to run away from a defense than Romeo Doubs does at this point.
I don't know. I truly don't. And on that 4th and 8, like, you look at some of the people who are on the field there. It's Savion Williams. It's Malik Heath. Like, I don't even think it's just a weird personnel grouping sometimes. And Savion too. He's gotten more looks than Matthew Golden recently. It feels like, why he was a 3rd round pick. Matthew Golden was the 1st round pick. If you liked Savion more, why didn't you pick him first then? I don't know. I totally am with you that Matthew Golden has to get more opportunities downfield, and they're going to have to throw the ball to beat the Eagles, and Golden has to be a part of that if he's even healthy.
Correct. That's the other thing. Exactly right. Theo Ash, NFL film analyst, Stay Hot Pod. Follow him on Twitter at Theo Ash NFL. He is a social media superstar. And would that be fair to say, Charlie?
Yeah, I think so.
Social
he's
media
big on everything.
Superstar.
TikTok
yes,
is for sure. Awesome.
Yeah, social media superstar, Theo Ash. I want to get your thoughts on the Packers defense. Obviously, when they add Micah Parsons, everybody gets super excited. Okay, that's going to be the pass rush. This will free up Rashawn Gary to do more things and be more consistent. And already, you know, we're halfway through the season. He's on pace to get 14, 15 sacks this year. But the question was, you don't bring back TJ Slayton. Devontae Wyatt looked great at the beginning of the year, gets hurt. And then you're having to play with the likes of, Brooks and Wooden and these guys. How have you felt this defensive line has played, in your opinion, to this point of the season?
It's been a little bit disappointing, the front seven. This is a worse defense statistically than where they finished last year after adding probably the second best defensive player in the league after Myles Garrett. And that doesn't make sense. And Parsons has had a ton of impact. Like, he had a sack where he beat like a triple team versus the Steelers. Like, the Cardinals game, he essentially won single-handedly. Like, he's been what they've paid for, but you can bypass him if you can run the football. And that's really what it comes down to. He can only be on one side of the line. He can't be everywhere at once. And if you get downhill on this team, the linebackers haven't quite brought it in the running game. The defensive tackles haven't quite brought it. They don't have people who can take up two guys and hold them for a long time the same way like Derrick Brown could for the Panthers and free up the linebackers. So everybody is having to play through heavy contact. Offensive linemen are able to get to the second level quickly. The linebackers aren't taking them on very well when they're there. they've struggled a little bit with motion and dealing with that and how that changes the run fits when space is moving and gaps are moving across the line of scrimmage at the snap. That was something that beat them on that crucial run play at the end of the game before the field goal. When Evan Williams is down in the box, I feel like he has to be a little bit better about that. They can't let Saquon Barkley just run the entire day. They need to let Hurts throw it. They need to make the Eagles play in kind of some uncharted territory. They've looked vulnerable this year because other teams have been able to do that. The Packers need to be able to do that too.
I agree with you on that. I got no issues there. The other part of this is, you know, from a Packers standpoint, now Brian Gutekunst was asked this and Brian Gutekunst shot it down because a lot of Packer fans were convinced of this formula that was brought up on social media, this relative athletic score, right? This RAS score.
Yeah.
And they were convinced that, okay, the Packers value this very, very much. And if you don't have certain numbers, you're not going to get drafted by the Packers. For instance, Bucky Irving comes out in the draft. Love Bucky Irving. And I'm telling Charlie, won't draft him because his RAS score is like 3 or something. And they didn't. And obviously Bucky Irving, when he's healthy, has been really unbelievable. T'Vondre Sweat is another guy. Loved him. Look at that RAS score. That wasn't impressive either, if memory serves correct. They didn't draft him, and he's doing exactly what you need. At some point, they got to put some of this stuff behind him and just go get a big fat guy to take up two guys in the middle of the defensive line, Theo.
Yeah, 100%. I heard Sweat's name bubble up during the deadline, and I thought, please, 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 but no. And it's frustrating that the Cowboys had to take Kenny Clark away from us, because even though he's not the biggest guy, he's flexible, and he can contort his body a little bit, and he can get wide and take up two of those guys. The Cowboys are terrible. They need draft picks. Why did they need a player, Kenny Clark, from us? Why can't we have him in the middle of the defense and Parsons? I'm not saying he would have fixed everything. He's not even having that great of a year in Dallas, and he didn't have that great of a year with us last year. But it's like, why did you need him then? He's not helping you guys win games. You're out of the playoff race entirely, pretty much at this
point.
And
then you had to go get Quinnen Williams anyhow to help Kenny Clark.
Right, exactly. And they've got Osa Odighizuwa. I mean, 20% of their cap as it stands right now is going to defensive tackles next year, the Cowboys. 20%. So they're going to just let Clark go anyway. It just feels like a waste of a season from a decent player there.
He is Theo Ash, NFL film analyst, part of the Stay Hot Pod. Follow him on Twitter at Theo Ash NFL. How do they follow you in the other social media spaces, Theo?
Oh, yeah. I think you said it well. The Stay Hot Pod on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, on Patreon, if you like it so much, you want some bonus content. And then you can find me at Theo Ash NFL on TikTok. And
it's good stuff. I appreciate you, Theo. Thanks for coming out, man. We'll talk down the line.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I'll be at this game, by the way.
Oh, you're
going.
Charlie's
going
too.
I'll be at this game too.
Yeah, Charlie's going too. So how many Packer games do you get to on a year-to-year basis?
I think I try to get to one a year, and that wavers. I don't know if I was at one last year, but I feel like I get to one every year.
Where
probably
are you
averages out.
Where are you based?
I'm based in Denver. I just touched down in the Midwest like 2 hours ago.
Oh, really?
I feel my accent coming back already, you know? I feel like I landed.
So where are you from then originally?
So I'm from Northfield, Minnesota originally. My parents, my family is from Appleton, and they've got season tickets. So once a year growing up, I'd make the pilgrimage over to Appleton, north to Green Bay, see the family, watch the games, and I'm so excited to get there for this big Eagles game.
Yeah, you and Charlie will both be there. All right, man. Sounds good, Theo. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
You betcha. There he is, Theo Ash, joining us there on X and on YouTube as well as we stream live. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. He's on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.